It is a Wednesday morning. Time for news. Jen Ercillo's got your headlines for you. She's going to let you know what happened since you went to bed last night.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Ocean Grove may be allowed to once again restrict beach access from the boardwalk on Sunday mornings, restoring a 155-year-old tradition. The state forced Ocean Grove to open the beaches in 2023 over religious freedom objections, but over a two-year legal battle, a judge has now sided with the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association, saying as the landowning party, they are within their rights to block people from the beach. Mikey Sherrill continues to lead in the polls. A new survey out from Fairleigh Dickinson University finds the Democratic nominee in New Jersey's governor's race is ahead of her opponent, Republican nominee Jack Cettarelli, by 8 points. And while she leads, she has work to do. FDU poll director Dan Cassino says she needs to focus on mobilizing voters. As for Cettarelli, the poll finds that when asked about local issues, support for him goes up among independents. A video clip has been gaining attention, taken at a well-known Asbury Park bar and restaurant just after an older man allegedly used a homophobic slur in yelling at another patron. The video was posted to social media by a local photographer who says he never before experienced such a thing. Asbury Ale House has also responded, saying there's no place for such vile, hateful language in the business or in Asbury. They say the person was asked to leave and will never return to the Asbury Ale House. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Jen Ercillo. Now here's Dan Zara with Shore Weather.
One more day of extreme heat and humidity, 70s and 80s this morning, high of 93 this afternoon, that heat index soaring over 100 again. With sunshine and passing clouds today, any isolated thunderstorm should stay way to our north. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high comes down to 82. Chance of thunderstorms will ramp up tomorrow afternoon and evening. Could be some heavy rain and flooding concerns into tomorrow night. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.